Thank you for plugging into this Family Life News podcast, streaming issues-driven, family-focused news. Welcome to another edition of Hometown Heroes on Family Life. I'm your host, Bill Price. Our guest this week, Bill Madison from Fredonia, New York. After losing his son to a drug overdose in 2019, he's now helping others cope with the drug crisis. COPE stands for what?
Children of Opioid Parents and Empowerment. COPE was started. I lost my son to an opioid overdose about 2.5 years ago. And my pastor, he made a comment. He said, you're going to find something good to come out of this. Probably 8 months later, something hit me. Like, why don't I do something to help these kids? Because at my karate studio that I own, I have students that have lost a parent due to drugs and alcohol. So that is really what started is watching my own grandchildren live without their daddy.
So what do you do for these kids? Now, this organization exists to help kids who've lost parents to overdoses, whether it be drugs, alcohol. What programs do you offer, Bill?
Our mission is mainly to bring awareness to this overwhelming fact about the drugs to the children / family. The unique thing about COPE is most places reach out to the adults and the drug addicts. I'm looking at the residuals called the children. They can go to like a water park, a nature hike, or whatever they want to do. Just go try to have some fun and take their mind off a little bit. Mm. At our expense, we'll send them to a good youth counselor. You can go to any kind of a sport, karate, boxing, anything with a physical outlet. And last but not least, I want to encourage them to go to a children's ministry.
And I know COVID has made this epidemic of drug overdoses worse. People can't connect with other people. And if you have an addiction problem, that is a problem. What's it going to take to make this better?
I'm a clean heroin addict. I've been clean almost 40 years. I've been in and out of the system. I'm 56. So at 16, that actually changed my life when I got caught. And I was a major drug addict. I don't say this arrogantly, but I get a lot of responses from people of how I've helped change their life. Mm-hmm. So I think being the person that was in their shoes, I think I can relate in a different way.
You're also a man of faith, Bill, and what role does that play in what you do?
It plays 100% of it because, let's face it, to all those people that have lost a child, it's so different than losing a parent or a sibling. It never stops. The pain never goes away. A lot of these children have no clue who God is. They have no clue. Just to hear that he's going to come, he's here for you, just because you're going through a bad path, I think the encouragement of not only words, but actions are going to help these children understand that, number one, it's not their fault. And number two, this is not the path you need. That's my main goal.
Well, I've lost a father. I've lost a brother. I've lost a sister. But I've never lost a child. And I cannot begin to imagine the grief you must feel with the loss of your son. Tell us about Justin. What was he like?
Justin, you know, I'm laughing because I'm at that stage where it's all smiles. Yes, he was a drug addict. And when he was on his drugs, I didn't want him around me. But that wasn't every day. This was a kid that was always smiling and happy. You know, I just smile when I hear about him because when he died, I heard so many positive stories about what he did. Things that you don't hear until somebody passes. They're like, oh, by the way, he was a great person. It doesn't neglect it that he had problems, but that did not make a drug addict a bad person.
Can you talk about the day that he died?
I was on my way out of town and I got a phone call. I got to his house and I saw the ambulance. I saw a coroner and I saw police officers who I was friends with, and they refused to let me in the house. And I just didn't want to believe it. And I was yelling saying, I'm going in the house. The hardest thing is to watch your child on a living room floor to look at a lifeless body, but he was smiling. And of course, I collapsed and fell down and hugged him and, you know, the foolish thing of trying to wake him up. But to sit there and realize that smile, his pain's gone.
Yeah.
His pain's gone. Do I really believe he's in heaven? You know, we don't know until we get there, but he did claim Jesus as a savior just prior to this.
What's your message right now to the person who's listening, who's struggling to come clean?
You know what? To do what I did and do even what my son did the night before he died is talk to somebody, there is hope.
That's Bill Madison from Fredonia, New York, this week's Hometown Hero. Join us next week as we search for your home, your town, your hero. It's Hometown Heroes on Family Life.